not good enough.
Where did it go wrong? I mean, they were just quickly set the traps. I mean, Lewis Price kept you in it even in the first 20 minutes, didn't he?
Yes, he had to work quite hard, actually, early on in the game, but he made a couple of good saves, and we looked like the likelier team to score, to be honest, but we weren't. And the first half performance was very poor, and it got a bit better in the second half. We had opportunities, obviously, to get back into the game, and we didn't take them. And Connor took a good goal, but it wasn't enough on the day.
And so once again, though, you've gone behind at home and you find yourself chasing the game.
Yeah, you saw the same game as me then.
But contrast the last game, although you fell behind, you were on the attack from the start.
Yes, it was. The last home game was certainly a much better performance than this one today. We seem to have a problem playing at home. I don't understand why. Our last two away matches at Oldham and Bristol City have both been very good. But the players seem to have somewhat of a phobia playing here at home, and I don't really understand why. They want to try playing at Newcastle in front of 52,000 people, where you have to... you have to get up and be at them from the very first minute. There's really no great crowd pressure on them here. I think our fans have been very good towards the team. Even at half time, when we kicked off at the start of the second half, our fans were fully behind the players, as you would hope them to be, but they were. And having seen what we saw in the first half, I wouldn't have been particularly happy as a fan, and would certainly have expected an improvement in the second half. There was an improvement, but there's no pressure on you when you're 2-0 down. So, and as I said, you know, we had the penalty opportunity to have got back in it, and it wasn't taken. Would have made a huge difference at that particular stage of the game. We've shown over the last few weeks here where we've come back from being behind. And once we got that penalty, I seriously thought there would be the same opportunity to get back into the game, but it didn't happen.
You sort of feel the pressure growing on you now, because obviously we talked about unbeaten runs, but you rightly said you need wins rather than draws, because the minute you lose a couple in a row, it's seven without a win. Do you feel the pressure on you?
No. I have to say that there's no pressure as such. It's just I feel totally unfulfilled that we haven't brought enough wins in the last few games when certainly it would have been easier to have won. We've had opportunities to have won games, and we certainly, in the last home game here against Chesterfield, was one where we played particularly well and you get something from it. I have to say tonight, I can't honestly believe that, I can take too much pleasure from much that happened in the game. Sometimes, like last week at Bristol City, we lost the match, but I was delighted with the performance and what we put into those first 87 minutes last week. Today is not the case. It was a poor team performance today, and we possibly got what we deserved.
We've been studying before, you know, similar position. You've said you're going to go away and do a lot of soul searching, because, you know, again, you felt you couldn't get the best out of the side. Were we at that stage again at all?
You might be, but I'm not, no.